Beltway Buzz, May 22, 2026. The Beltway Buzzer is a weekly update summarizing labor and employment news from inside the Beltway and clarifying how what's happening in Washington, D.C. could impact your business. Faster Labor Contracts Act. Advances in the House. In recent weeks, The Buzz has reported on the effort by proponents of the Faster Labor Contracts Act to force a floor vote on the bill in the U.S. House of Representatives. This week, that effort, a process called a discharge petition, garnered the necessary 218 votes to force a vote on the bill in the House. 7 Republicans joined Democrats in signing the petition. Now the bill must jump through a series of arcane procedures in the House before a vote is scheduled, likely sometime in early June. EEOC begins. Process to eliminate EEO 1. Report. The U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, is initiating a rulemaking process to eliminate its Employer Information Report, EEO 1. The EEO 1, which is filed annually, requires private sector employers with 100 or more employees to report employee data by job category and by sex, race, and national origin. Other similar forms are required of public sector employers. This week, the EEOC sent to the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs, OIRA, a proposed rule titled Rescission of EEO 1, EEO 2, EEO 3, EEO 4, EEO 5, and reporting requirement under Title 7, the ADA, GINA, and the PWFA. While the contents of the proposal are not yet public, its title indicates that the Commission plans to rescind its regulation that compels the production and filing of the EEO 1 and similar reports. After OIRA completes its review, the proposal will be released and the public will have an opportunity to comment. After reviewing the comments, EEOC will issue a final rule. The EEOC has not yet opened this year's EEO 1 portal for employer reporting, though the portal usually opens around this time of year. At this time, we do not know whether the EEOC's proposal will impact this year's collection. USCIS to move to mandatory electronic filing. On May 19, 2026, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, submitted an interim final rule, IFR, mandatory electronic filing, e-filing, to OIRA. It is unclear what the IFR would entail and which aspects of the immigration processing lifecycle it would cover. However, the IFR designation means that stakeholders will not have an opportunity to comment before the final rule is issued. Instead, the rule will be finalized, and then there will be an opportunity for comment. It also means that the rule will likely shortcut the months-long comment review process and be issued more quickly. The IFR follows on the heels of another recent policy change relating to invalid signatures on benefit requests that was effectuated with an IFR. Congressional Democrats introduce overtime bill. Senate and House Democrats have introduced the Restoring Overtime Pay Act of 2026, S-4551. The bill, previous versions of which have been introduced in past Congresses, would prescribe the salary basis threshold for establishing the Fair Labor Standards Act exemption from overtime requirements for bona fide executive, administrative, and professional employees. For 2026, the salary basis would be set at $45,000 per year. The current threshold is $35,568 per year, and it would increase by $10,000 each year. After topping out at $75,000 in 2029, the threshold would then be indexed to at least the 55th percentile of weekly earnings of full-time salaried workers, beginning in 2030. The bill would allow the Secretary of Labor to establish higher thresholds via notice and comment rulemaking. Republicans in the Senate and House are unlikely to move the bill, in part because the Trump administration recently clarified the current threshold as established by the 2019 rule, promulgated during the first Trump administration. Proponents of the SCORE Act strike out again. As the buzz discussed last week, the House was scheduled to vote on the SCORE Act this week. However, Republican leaders changed course and removed the bill from consideration after it became clear it would not have the votes to pass. This is the second time a vote on the SCORE Act has been scrapped. Legislating is hard. Memorial Day. This weekend, the buzz will reflect on the sacrifice of the courageous men and women who lost their lives serving our nation. 5 years ago, we took a closer look at the cultural and legislative history behind Memorial Day here.